I just did want to say, Mr. President, that the Egyptian came to us the other day, and they said they're kicking the Russians out.
Yeah.
And they said, could we help them to some extent with arms? And so I said, well, I'm absolutely keen with you. We will not give you offensive, penetrating arms. Better to tell you that slap out. We can't do it. This could escalate the war. But if you want some defensive system, well, we'll think about it. And there is a thing called Strike Master.
look at the present British political scene and present them to you and say,
I think a terrible lot depends on whether we're able to solve this inflationary problem and the unpopularity of TED is really because he said that we would lower prices.
Right.
And instead prices have gone
up. Right.
And so this is really the essential thing about the effect of the polls and all that, which I agree with you with it. But if we can settle with the trade unions, a reasonable sort of wage level, reasonable increases year by year, as opposed to the kind of 10 to 15% rises we've been having. If we can do this, then we can have a harmonious society. If we have to confront the trade unions and really almost go into a general election on some particular wage claim because it's intolerable in terms of inflation, then we're in a bad way. And then we're making tremendous efforts. And he's had some.
Talking individually.
Yes, he is. He's got them together and the CBI. And they're talking all the time now. And he's put forward certain propositions which they're considering. Now, I pray that we get a settlement on this, because a real confrontation with the trade unions in the sort of general election atmosphere, you know, it's sort of
unbelievable.
You know, too bad. But
it's worse in your case than it is in ours, because our most of our labor force is not organized. You know. We only have about 20 million.
Get the thought about the
yeah.